Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, The Gaslight Effect, How to Spot and Survive the Hidden Manipulation Others Use to Control Your Life. This book presents us with thorough research on a manipulation tactic called gaslighting. Where does this name come from? During the initial stages of her research, Dr. Stern couldn't quite put her finger on the phenomenon. Despite this, she knew that it was there, and it was real. Then, she recalled the term gaslighting that had occasionally been used since the release of a 1944 film called Gaslight. In this film, a husband convinces his wife that she is insane in order to take her inheritance. At first, the wife maintains her grip on reality, but as he manipulates her perceptions of reality, she begins to believe that what he says is true. His main argument centers on her hallucinating that the gas lights in their house are dimming, while in reality he is controlling them. The husband in the movie is consciously manipulating his wife in order to obtain her tangible property. However, in real life, the one doing the gaslighting, the gaslighter, often doesn't realize what they are doing. Dr. Stern is a psychoanalyst with over 30 years of experience as an expert in her field. This book provides numerous examples of gaslighting and the many ways it crops up in certain situations. She points out that throughout the process, people who are being gaslight or gaslightees go from gradually abandoning their standpoint to completely obeying the other person, or gaslighter. At every stage of the process, gaslightees will feel extremely worn out. But with the right determination and ability to take action, gaslightees can leave the gaslighting relationship behind and live a happy and healthy life. After this book was published, the phrase to be gaslight became widely used. Even the former US President Donald Trump was called a gaslighter. So, what can Stern offer to those stuck in gaslighting relationships, or to those who might one day end up in one? Let's listen to today's bookie and try to answer the following three questions. Part 1, what is the gaslight effect? Part 2, the three stages of gaslighting. Part 3, breaking free from gaslighting. Part 1, what is the gaslight effect? The gaslight effect is the result of a relationship formed between a gaslighter and a gaslightee. Dr. Stern identifies gaslighting as an epidemic of our times because it's a backlash against the changing of women's roles, the rise of individualism, and because we see it in our wider culture, in politics and media. It doesn't only occur in a romantic relationship, but it is a rather widespread phenomenon in society. Gaslighters and gaslightees can be of either gender, and gaslighting can happen in any type of relationship, whether it is with a spouse, lover, boss, colleague, or relative. However, the author refers to gaslighters as he and gaslightees as she. The book's examples typically focus on romantic relationships because that's the pairing she most often sees in her practice. A gaslighter needs to be right 100% of the time to preserve his own sense of self, while a gaslightee allows him to define her perception of reality as she idealizes him and seeks his approval. It's worth noting that the gaslighter's behavior in this kind of relationship, unlike in the movie, is usually not the result of him wanting something tangible or real. From the gaslighter's point of view, he corrects his partner's mistakes for her own good. At the same time, his need to prove himself right causes him to repeatedly criticize the other person. Let's look at an example that Dr. Stern provided so that we can understand more clearly. Katie is dating Brian. Being an outgoing and talkative young lady, she works as a sales representative. Because of her job and character, she loves talking to new people. However, Brian is an anxious guy who treats new people with suspicion. When they go for a walk together, Brian gets very angry when Katie starts talking to strangers. He especially hates her talking to other men. He criticizes Katie, saying that these men wanted to seduce her and that her behavior is highly disrespectful to him, her boyfriend. At first, Katie laughs away these comments. But as time goes by, she is no longer able to withstand Brian's endless criticism and starts doubting herself. She thinks, what if men are trying to seduce her and she doesn't realize it? What if her chatting with men does hurt Brian and she's being insensitive? As time goes on, Katie becomes more and more confused and doesn't know how to behave when meeting new people anymore. Is it all right to smile or wave? In this relationship, Brian is the gaslighter and Katie is the gaslightee. Brian insists that his criticism is valid and he has a right to give it. But how does this affect Katie? Whatever she does, she hears Brian's voice in her head and does what she thinks he would want her to do. She's confused and changes her behavior to suit him. Therefore, we can definitely call it gaslighting. It is important to mention that Brian is not doing this intentionally. He feels jealous when he sees Katie talking to other men, but he never considers the root of the problem to be him, only Katie. So, he wants to make Katie realize her mistakes and change. He has to be right, or he will feel weak and powerless, and he can't face that. There are three types of gaslighters. Let's take a closer look at each type. The first one is a glamour gaslighter. Suppose that one day, you realize that your boyfriend is no longer replying to your messages. He just disappears. You call him many times, but he doesn't answer. 2 weeks later, he suddenly shows up carrying a bouquet of delicate flowers in one hand and an elegant present in another. He wants you to go on a romantic trip over the weekend with him. Naturally, you're still very angry and want him to explain his disappearance. However, he refuses to explain himself, acts as though you have no reason to be angry, and insists that you should appreciate the flowers, the present, and the romantic occasion. This behavior fits the description of glamour gaslighting. Glamour gaslighters create a magical romantic world for gaslightees in order to keep them under their spell. But these romantic gestures are done for the purpose of distracting the gaslightee from her true feelings and point of view, and thus the gaslighting begins. It can also occur in the form of friendships, family, and workplace relationships. The point is, glamour gaslighters create an us-against-the-world fantasy and then tell you that you're the one breaking the special bond. The second type is a good guy gaslighter. Nothing seems to be wrong with this guy, but after interacting with him, you feel joyless and depressed. On the surface, he seems to agree with your plans, but in reality, he is still committed to his own way of thinking. You can sense it, so you feel disrespected, even if it seems like you got what you wanted. Dr. Stern uses one of her patient's experiences as an example. Her patient had a work meeting late at night, and so did her patient's husband. They couldn't find anyone to care for their child for the night, and were forced to decide who would skip their meeting. After hours of discussion, the two decided that the patient would go. Even though the husband didn't stop her from going, she felt that they had not really come to an agreement. She felt like he was saying, "You won, you can go. But I still think that you shouldn't go. Your meeting doesn't matter." She wasn't happy to win. Only tired from the battle. A good guy gaslighter seemingly agrees with you and listens to your opinion, but he actually still thinks that you are wrong, and he is right. The third type of gaslighter is an intimidator. This type is easy to distinguish, as his actions often involve yelling, belittling, oppressing, and other kinds of punishment and/or intimidation. The intimidator does not behave this way all the time. He can be a good husband, a loving son, or an outstanding employee. But once you do something that displeases him, he starts shouting at you or threatening to leave you. Over time, you become emotionally exhausted and start believing that the negative things he says about you are true. That's gaslighting. By now, you're probably feeling deeply empathetic towards the gaslightees. While they do suffer a lot, there is one important thing you need to understand: a gaslighting relationship can only be formed with active participation from both sides. In other words, input from the gaslighter's side without the gaslightee's contribution in turn will not lead to gaslighting in the relationship. So, Stern calls it two people dancing a gaslight tango. Let's take a look at an example from Stern's practice. Being avid debaters, a married couple of lawyers had different opinions about how they handled their money. The husband constantly criticized his wife's impulsive shopping habits, even though she used her own earnings. The husband had come from a low-income family and worried about the accumulation of debt, despite the fact his wife paid all the bills on time. They argued a lot about this. The problem was, the wife was terrified that he would misunderstand her or form a bad opinion of her based on the argument. For this reason, she kept fighting him, trying to win the argument rather than objecting to his control over her money. Hence, the gaslight tango between them began. While the husband continued to insist that he had been right all along, the wife was desperate for his approval and tried undermining him with counterarguments. Stern suggested that the wife could simply respond with, "Well, I don't see your point yet, but I'm willing to think about it," and walk away rather than keep fighting. But winning arguments was so integral to the wife's self-image that she believed losing would validate her greatest fear, that she was unworthy of his love. So the gaslight tango continued. So why do gaslightees tolerate the gaslighting? Some of them have a fear of what Stern calls the emotional apocalypse. Sometimes when the gaslightee questions the gaslighter's point of view, he can start yelling, criticizing her, or even threatening her with leaving. Facing the emotional apocalypse makes gaslightees feel completely overwhelmed. They are so fearful of it happening that they give in immediately when they sense it coming. Other gaslightees have what Stern calls an urge to merge. They crave approval, without which they struggle to see themselves as good or worthy people. When they are desperately seeking the gaslighter's approval, gaslightees might act in one of two ways. They either quickly give up their point of view and align with the gaslighter, or they choose to engage in a debate while trying to make the gaslighter acknowledge their point of view. Both cases lead to the gaslight tango. Sometimes, empathy might cause gaslightees to encounter gaslighting situations, or give them the ability to put themselves in another person's place. When a gaslightee puts herself in the gaslighter's shoes, she thinks that if she disagrees with him, it will make him feel very sad. This empathy trap makes the gaslightee neglect her own feelings, which, in turn, further encourages the gaslighter's manipulative behavior. This brings us to the end of the first part. We looked at the meaning, types, and origin of the term gaslighting. Stern emphasizes that the gaslighter's behavior is usually not just about manipulation. Most of the time, gaslighters want to be seen as better than the other person or have the desire to prove themselves right. Plus, gaslighting can only happen with the active participation of the gaslightee. But how do gaslighters manipulate gaslightees? Let's learn about the three stages of gaslighting in the next part. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.